Iron Beak had worked it out well. A bird could pass into Cavern Hall easily this way. Mangus flapped one wing 3 times from the top of the stairs, and Iron Beak and his rooks materialised out of the shadows to join them. The general's quick bright eye sized up the muffled plank on the 3rd stair.
You've done well. We will pass inside as softly as a feather on the wind. Keep behind me and wait for my signal.
The Red Wall has slept on, oblivious to the feathered head which poked itself into their refuge. The nightlight guttered low as Iron Beak crept in, positioning himself on the inside of the barricade where he could assist his birds. One by one, the rooks came through the opening, bobbing their heads as they passed the space between the plank end and the curved entrance arch. Ironbeak silently beckoned them to take up specific places he indicated. The tunnel entrance, the 2 steps at the far side which led to the kitchens with the larders and wine cellar beyond, and the edges of the barricade to prevent it being moved outwards as an avenue of escape. Next came the magpies. He stationed them at the top of the barricade to stop any earthcrawler climbing out. Mangus was last to come through. Together, he and Ironbeak slowly climbed down until they stood firmly inside the final bastion of Redwall. Mangus could not help but admire his general. Truly, Ironbeak was a conqueror. Despite false prophecies and fighters scared near witless, he had stayed in command and fulfilled his own visions. The red stone house would fall to his beak and talon. Constance worked furiously with the bent and battered fire iron. Her hackles stood erect with an unmentionable dread, and some sixth sense drove her to greater efforts as she battered and bludgeoned at the unyielding hinges. Timber splintered and groaned as she struck the door. Sparks flew as metal clashed against metal. The stout-hearted creature crashed the fire iron into the door again and again, her paws numbed by the stinging vibrations. She had to break the door down. She had to get back to the abbey with all speed to save her friends from the unknown danger which threatened. A heavy talon raked the sleeping abbot's back. He arched into wakefulness with a grunt of pain.
Wake up, my little earth crawlers. This is the day I make you do the dance of death. Iron Beak has captured this great redstone house. Come on!
Cavern Hole echoed to the triumphant harshness of the Raven General and his fighters, mingled with the confused and terrified cries of shocked creatures. Tim Churchmouse was wounded in the side by a rat spear. He fell as 2 of the black robes hurled themselves on him. Matameo battled his way through with Cynthia Bankfold screaming shrill war cries alongside him, and together they beat off the rats that beset Tim and hauled him upright.
Tim, you're hurt!
Cynthia asked anxiously.
Yes, I mean no, I'm all right. Give me that spear!
Orlando and Orma stormed through, the big badger practically holding the door as a shield with one paw as he flayed his battle axe left and right, while Orma was creating havoc with a billet of ashwood she was using as a club.
Get Tim behind my father! Quick, take that, you robed vermin!
Orma shouted. Orlando glanced anxiously at the causeway steps.
Here comes another wave. There's more pressing up from below. Listen, they're chanting something.
Sam Squiddle vaulted across like an acrobat. He leapt to the top of the door as Orlando held it upright.
It's Redwall! They're shouting Redwall! Matameo, it's your father with an army of slaves!
Orlando passed his axe to Orma. Grabbing Matameo, he lifted him high above his head.
Tell me, young'un, is that your father?
Matameo was weeping and laughing aloud as he roared at the top of his lungs.
Yes! Yes! Redwall! No warrior can swing the sword of Martin like him! Father! It's me!